Well, yesterday, while my wife was at work, I noticed that she had received this shoe rack that she ordered. So I thought, well, I'll just put it together. It's no big deal. So I set it up and I threw a couple of pairs of shoes. My wife has like 1,000 shoes and she loves shoes. So I put some shoes and I just left it there in front of her shoe room. And she got home and she saw it and I heard this like this, oh. And it was like she started floating on air, tears coming out of her eyes. She looked at me like I was George Clooney all of a sudden. It was like the most amazing thing. And it was just a little gesture on my part. I didn't even do it to get points or anything like that. I just did it because I thought it, you know, something to get done. Well, that's what happened with that. So I thought I'd tell you guys about it. Wow. Just in case you want to try it.
I'm wondering if your wife is okay.
Really?
Yeah.
It's shoes, man.
She's floating and crying.
I know, but you know shoes. Remember when that new Outlander...
No, but you said she thought you were George Clooney? was she drinking?
No. She might have had a fever.
A fever? Something going on here, Doc.
Anyway, we were getting you guys to call in and say, you know, how do you keep your wife happy? Or your husband. You can call in on that, too, on our voicemail at 750-4636.
How did you word that again, the question?
Well, I did say, how do you keep the old lady happy?
Yeah.
Which I got an email from somebody who said, we're letting you get off with the old lady comment today because of the nice gesture.
Yeah. I can't believe you still talk like that, though. Yeah, that's really bizarre.
The old lady there.
I get it from watching Sons of Anarchy. Hey, oh, Eric, they say that a lot on there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah,
although,
blame a TV
program. I want to back up just a minute here. You open this. You're changing the story a little bit. This now is a shoe rack that she ordered.
Well, she told...
That she placed the order for, that she wanted to... All you did was put it together.
That's all I
you
did,
you assembled it. Nothing more.
Well, how would I know to order a shoe rack? How would I know?
Well, I thought earlier that you'd ordered it and put it together.
Oh, this God, no.
Really
no, no,
gesture.
I did...
Putting it together is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I didn't go out of my... I wasn't trying to get points or do her any... I was just walking through my day. It was like taking a dish and putting it in the dishwasher. That's all
this
I was doing.
This is why it was such an amazing discovery for Doc. He didn't have to do a hell of a lot except
just
put it together.
If I, you know, what else can I do to get this reaction?
Turn into George Clooney. That's amazing.
Well, that's a little game we play. So, points.
Really?
We were talking earlier about of getting points, right?
Yeah.
And one of us, I don't know who it was, said something about you like to collect the points and then you can use it for several months down the road. You can bring up that shoe rack thing anytime you get into trouble. Well, here's a guy who wanted to weigh in on that.
On the whole points thing. So what a lot of people don't realize is that whenever you do something, it doesn't matter. See, boys, men think that there's a lot of points. When you do something special, like going to Chateau, like I heard you guys talking about, it doesn't exist. It's only 1 point. Everything you do is 1 point. It doesn't matter if it's opening a door or spending $350 at a restaurant. 1 point. And every time you accumulate points, you think you're accumulating them. You were talking about it lasting for 5 or 6 months. Yeah, that doesn't happen either, because any time that you do something wrong, your points become invalid and you can't use them anymore. So you tell me if your experience is the same as mine. I'm pretty sure it is.
Is our experience the same as his?
So he's saying I blew it when I spent all that money at the Chateau Laurier.
Yes, you could have just opened a door.
You might not even know yet because you haven't done anything wrong since then.
I suspect you have.
No,
come on.
I don't do anything wrong.
Just because his wife's a bitch doesn't mean they're all like that. You poor unfortunate sap.
God. Yeah, he did sound like he was having some troubles there.
Oh, he sounded pissed.
Yeah. Although I do find sometimes things that I've totally forgotten about coming up in an argument, just kind of pulled out of thin air. And remember when you... What?
Well,
remember that?
When you call her by a different name, she's not going to forget that, Doc.
But they use it to win arguments.
Yeah,
you know?
Really.
That's what
you got to bring that up again?
Anyway, if you want to win our
I feel like Doc loses points every time he does his wife's voice on the radio.
Well, I did her voice?
Just now, yeah.
Oh. Because she does sound like a rather angry bird.
Yes.
Remember that time?
How do you keep the old lady happy? Or your husband? on 750-4636, the voicemail.
You want to keep your wife happy? You can start by turning off your microphone.
You have a chance at winning physical graffiti by Led Zeppelin. Get on up before 8:30. It's 7:55 on the Doc and Woody Radio Show.